Dough was presented by Sam White and produced by John Douglas. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Saturday the 15th of March. The general synopsis at midday. High Rockall 1028, expected Fair Isle 1032 by midday tomorrow. Low Fitzroy 1013, losing its identity by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north of Cirra. Westerly, veering northerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good. South of Cirra, westerly 4 to 6, veering northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7 later, then veering easterly 5 or 6 later in southeast. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Forties, northwesterly, veering northerly later, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in east. Showers, good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Variable, becoming mainly north or northwest, 2 to 4. Showers, good. Fisher, northwesterly, veering easterly later in east, 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time later in northeast. Showers, good. German Bight, northeasterly at first in south, otherwise northwesterly 2 to 4, veering northerly 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. Humber, northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in south. Fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, northwest Biscay, northeasterly 4 to 6, showers, good. Southeast Biscay, variable mainly northeasterly 2 to 4. Showers, good. South Fitzroy, cyclonic, becoming easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in far southwest. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Sole, easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, east or northeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Irish Sea, northerly veering easterly or northeasterly, but becoming variable at times, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in south, fair, good. Shannon, easterly or northeasterly veering southeasterly later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in south, showers, good. Rockall, Malin, variable 3 or less, becoming southeasterly 2 to 4 later, occasionally 5 later in west Rockall, showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey, west or northwest, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, west or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. And southeast Iceland, westerly at first in south, otherwise cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. That completes the shipping forecast. Now, more general weather forecast is Elizabeth Rizzini.
Thank you, John. Well, it's been a fairly decent day of weather with sunny spells, some areas of cloud, a little chilly with a frosty start. It's just more of the same again tomorrow. Perhaps just a bit more cloud around than today, though. For tonight, there'll always be more cloud towards the northern half of the UK, especially for central southern areas of Scotland, with that thickest cloud gradually slipping a little further southwards. A few breaks at times. For Northern Ireland, it turns cloudier later, but a frost forming for a while. And the patchy cloud across the southern half of the UK will be breaking up. There'll be some long clear spells again here. So this is where it's going to feel coldest. The winds are light tonight, lows of minus 4 degrees Celsius to 2 degrees for much of England and Wales. Temperatures hovering just above freezing underneath the cloud in Northern Ireland and in Scotland. And then tomorrow, again, it's dry or it's mostly dry. Small chance for shower for northern and eastern coasts with another mixture of cloud and some sunshine. More sunshine than today for Scotland, but perhaps a bit more cloud about elsewhere. Best of the sunshine towards the south, and it's always going to be cooler again for North Sea facing coasts with that fairly light onshore wind, but top temperatures peaking between 7 and 10 degrees Celsius. Locally, we could get to 11 or 12 degrees though across parts of western Scotland. No big changes either weather-wise into the start of next week. Still some frosty nights, some sunshine by day, largely dry with temperatures rising midweek.
Elizabeth Rossini. Now here's Lauren Laverne with a look ahead to Desert Island Discs in the morning.
My castaway this week is the conservation biologist Professor Carl Jones, who's best known for saving the Mauritius kestrel from extinction.
You actually have to empathise with the birds to be able to think like the birds. So I've been a great believer that to really be a good biologist, a conservationist, you have to empathise with your animals. You have to be intuitive about them as well as being objective.
Professor Carl Jones, my castaway. Do join us to hear his Desert Island Discs tomorrow morning at 10.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Ron Brown. Good evening.